You're listening to the Super Expander Podcast. Aligned goals are pivotal for expansion. You don't need me to tell you that. But what happens when your flame weakens? What really happens when it totally goes out? Reignite your goals starts with awakening to the emotions that pull you further and further away. Letting go of your shame, denial, and frustration, and figuring out why your body is resisting your goals are the key to success. Regulate your nervous system, release the blocks, and reassess your path forward because your goals are ready to be reset and reignited. Hello, hello, super expanders, and welcome back to the show. How's your heart? How's your soul? I cannot believe that we are in April already. How in the world did Q1 just evaporate? We are in the throes of spring beginning and all sorts of other kind of energetic things happening. Eclipse season. I think we might be in Mercury retrograde if you follow that sort of thing. So watch out, buckle up. And April is Stress Awareness Month, which is what I want to talk to you about today. So over the course of this month, we're going to have conversations around stress, management, awareness, understanding, how to harness it, how to perform better in the face of stress, all sorts of different things coming your way. But today, I want to share just a quick little chat about, I think, what is the most eye-opening information around stress that I might have ever received. And I think it's could be the most life-changing thing for you to understand and know about stress. So let's open up our awareness to how stress might actually be your friend and how you can make it your friend. Stress is the thing that makes our heart pound. It makes your breath quicken, your forehead sweat. But while stress has been made essentially like public health enemy number one, there's actually a tremendous amount of research that suggests that it's only bad for you or may only be bad for you if you believe that to be the case. Whew. And I feel like that just in and of itself, let that sink in. Stress is only bad for you if you believe it to be the case. And if you see a little bit of a resemblance about something that we talk about here all of the time, which is how your thoughts and your beliefs drive outcomes, then this is not going to be lost on you. You're really going to start to understand the power of our mind and how we think about things and how it impacts us physiologically, how it shows up in our physical world. So I know you've heard stress kills, right? I know you've heard that because that is the messaging we have been fed. And there's a study that was done and it tracked, I think it was 30,000 adults over the course of 8 years. And how they, in this study, they tracked this was they started out by asking people how much stress they experienced. And then they asked them what their belief about stress was. And then they went and they followed death records or checked on death records over the course of 8 years. And what they found in this study was that if you experienced a lot of stress, you were 43% more likely to die of a heart attack. But that was only if you believed that stress was bad for you. Yes. So your belief around stress makes you 43% more likely to die of a heart attack if that belief is that stress is negative, that it's bad for you. If that doesn't give you exponential motivation to start to shift your relationship, your perception around stress, I'm not sure what would. So there was another study that was also done, and this is to further support this. This study that was done took two groups, and it was done by Harvard, took two groups, and they put these two groups in a high stress situation where they made them perform under pressure. It was like some crazy math test, and it was like fast paced. But what they did was they took the one group and they just threw them into that situation with no education. And then they took the other group and they taught them how to rethink their stress response. They taught them how to view it as helpful. So those things like the heart pumping that might make us get a little nervous, they told them that the heart pumping was actually preparing them for action. That breath quickening that might be alarming and might start to make you sweat and get you really anxious, no problem. When your breath starts to quicken that way, it's actually sending more oxygen to your brain to help you. So when they were put in this situation, the really cool thing that they found was that these people performed better under pressure, but the really exciting and really cool thing about it was their heart rate quickened, their breath quickened. But what the really key piece here was, typically in those situations, the blood vessels in the heart contract. And that, when we're under prolonged stress, is the thing that leads to cardiovascular disease. But for the people who were educated in reframing their thoughts and beliefs around stress, their blood vessels stayed open. So the heart rate quickened, the breath quickened, just as it needs to in these responses. But what it did was the blood vessels stayed open, and it actually mimics the same experience of when you experience joy or you experience courage. Wow. So the moral in this story is how you think about stress matters. So how can you get better at it? Well, I think we just started the process right here, right now, because the next time you're experiencing stress, you might actually remember listening to this podcast and you're going to think, wow, okay, this is actually not a bad thing. How I think about it, how I feel about it, is what's the driver, and how can I start to feel better about it? How can I not let it impact me? How can I start to see it as a positive? Maybe you'll already start to think, oh yeah, I remember Corrine told me that this is my body supporting me, my miraculous body supporting me, helping me perform better, helping me rise to the challenge, helping me face the world and perform at my peak. Because remember, what we think, what we believe, is what starts to manifest. What we think, what we believe, your body is actually going to respond to. It's going to believe your thoughts and your beliefs. So you can actually start to train your body to respond in a better, more optimal way. So let's have a short little pause here for the amazing, miraculous capabilities of our body and our brain, especially when we sync them up and get them to work together. And that's it for today. I want you to really let that sink in, to digest it, allow it to start to take hold in your subconscious, and to really pay attention and actually use this information to start to shift your relationship with stress, to harness it, to make it powerful, to make it your friend. And in honor of Stress Awareness Month, I have a completely free breathwork experience coming up for you, the Super Expander community, to start to rewire and reprogram that stress in your life, just like we talked about today, to let anything go that you might be holding on to energetically in your body. I'll be offering this completely free experience at two times on April 15th, Monday, April 15th. And if you're in the US, you know that that is tax day, which can be an extremely stressful day for some people. I thought that might be apropos. The link to join us for one of those experiences happening either 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time are down in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here with me today to kicking off April Spring Stress Awareness Month with me. I appreciate you so much. Gratitude. And before you head off, take a second, and whether you're listening to this on Apple or on Spotify, take a minute and make sure that you are subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple, it's up in that upper right-hand corner. It's just that little plus follow sign. And if you're tuning in on Spotify, head on up to the top, and I think it's just hitting that little bell. There's also a little follow sign there too, so check it off, and you'll never miss an episode. But also, here's the thing. I actually just found out that when you follow and subscribe, it helps share the show even more than if you left a review. Don't get me wrong. I love it when you hit those 5 stars and leave something written to let me know. It warms my heart. It makes my day. So while you're at it, maybe do that as well. But hitting that follow, hitting that subscribe helps push it out and ensures you never miss an episode. Thank you so much. I love you. You're beautiful and you smell nice. I can't wait to catch you on the next episode. Like a fire needs oxygen and fuel, you're not meant to reach your goals alone. Your missing part could be as simple as finding the right community. And if it's not my community, there's definitely the right one out there for you. If you're looking for a place to start, check out the link in the show notes and let this community help you breathe in fresh oxygen.